Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be listening in on a conversation between Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Paul of Deloitte United Kingdom is also a TMT Predictions co-author and is responsible for the TMT sector within Deloitte Research, Deloitte's dedicated thought leadership group. Today, Duncan and Paul will be discussing All You Can App, one of this year's telecommunications predictions. Let's begin with an overview from Paul.
Deloitte predicts in 2013, about 50 to 100 operators around the world will start offering All You Can App services, which offer unlimited access to a particular application for a fixed fee per month.
Now, what's the main driver behind them offering this?
There are hundreds of millions of users around the world who are new to smartphones, who are new to the possibility of mobile data, but what they want is control over what they spend on mobile data. We've done some research around this, and we found that in 15 countries around the world, between 25 and 50% of respondents would like to have this kind of all-you-can-app service.
All-you-can-eat has been tried and usually doesn't work because of uncontrolled data usage. But within the list of possible apps, which apps are most likely to fall under an all-you-can-app policy?
So according to our research and looking at what's out there, the most popular services will be communication services, such as social networks or instant messaging type services. And then after that, we'd expect to see it's some media, with the most obvious piece of content being music. And also there are some operators which are offering video services, but we expect those to be a relatively smaller number because of the cost of providing all that content.
Now, around the world, I remember when we were discussing this prediction at the beginning, one of the only examples we had of an all-you-can-app plan being offered was in Romania. Where do we tend to find these? Are they concentrated in any particular geography?
Yeah, so what we're seeing is wherever you have one of two types of users. So one of them is where you have people who are new to smartphones. So a lot of developing countries where you're moving from 2G to 3G, hundreds of millions of users there. And also what we're seeing is that in some countries which are undergoing tough economic conditions, the one way which the operators are trying to stimulate usage of mobile data is offering all you can app. So it gives people mobile data, but at a fixed budget.
Are there any geographies where it looks less likely that we'll see a lot of all-you-can-app?
In some geographies, we think there may be some regulatory conditions such that you cannot actually offer that kind of service. Whereas in some other countries, there are some voice over IP services where the operators actually prioritizing those kinds of services as part of their cooperation with third parties.
So is the future of wireless data 100% all-you-can-app, or is this only a solution for some people?
I'd say it is a future, one of several futures, probably a main part of the future, but there will also be other tariffs which are there. So for early adopters and big adopters, many just want big buckets of data. And in some countries, what we expect to see is another approach, which is all-you-can-eat, but delineated by the speeds that you get. So the more you pay, the faster the speed that you get. And that effectively gives you a kind of an all-you-can-app type service.
Well, thank you, Paul. I look forward to this. I know that there's lots of stories out there about bill shock from overage charges. This obviously gets rid of that. I think it also is really exciting in the developing world where a number of network providers may be doing this to encourage the economically less advantaged to be able to start using mobile data.
You've been listening in on a conversation between TMT Predictions co-authors Duncan Stewart and Paul Lee. Duncan, Paul, thank you so much for joining us today on Deloitte Global Insights. And as a reminder to our listeners, you can listen to more podcasts like this, watch videos, engage in social media, and download all of this year's predictions in technology, media, and telecommunications by visiting our website, www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. For more information on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines, please visit www.deloitte.com/global. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.